And you are listening to San Antonio Solutions. I'm CJ Cruz, and I am delighted to have our next guest in studio talking about Kevin Crozier, who is the commander of Disabled American Veterans Chapter Alamo, number five. Want to make sure it's number five. Yes, we got all that out there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
So glad you're here. All right. Tell me a little bit about yourself before we dive into a big event that you guys have coming up.
I'm an Army veteran of 10 years. I was an Army scout. I spent the first few years in air cav units, so I got to repel and have a lot of adventures.
Wow.
I was in Desert Storm with the 1st Armored Division out of the 7th Corps. And then after that, when I got out of the Army, went back to school. And I went computer programming, and now I then became active with my Disabled Veterans Chapter. Worked my way up, and now I'm the commander.
That's fantastic. So how long have you been doing this?
I've been active in our chapter approximately about 6 years now.
That's
and this
fantastic.
Is my first year as commander.
So tell me now, what does a commander do? Command?
I would say yes, ma'am. You can say command. I run the meetings, and then when I'm the main contact mm-hmm. for anybody that has issues or questions, or if they may need help, I also maintain our chapter website, and I also maintain our chapter Facebook page.
Well, let's talk too now about what you guys do and the services that you guys provide.
We provide a lot of our major, I guess you say, benefits that we provide the veterans are, we have chapter service officers, and we help them fill out the paperwork for our veterans that have claims issues or that maybe want to start initial claims for their disabilities that they've encountered in the military. Mm-hmm. We help them if they have issues or they have appeals that they want to do, or if they want to do a notice of disagreement, our chapter service officers will help them, and which I'm also a chapter service officer. So we provide that benefit. We do all the paperwork, answer questions for them. And when they go to see Frank Tejeda, hopefully we've got all the paperwork done. So it makes their visit easier for them, and it makes it quicker for them to get all the information done and faster, so they can get their benefits that they're owed.
So how do they reach you guys? Let's go ahead and throughout the interview, I want to make sure we're giving out your phone number and website and all that.
Our chapter website is davalamo5.org, and our email is davalamo5@att.net.
Great. Well, obviously with you guys helping out so many and as a nonprofit, you definitely need, you know, help in not only getting the word out, but raising funds and awareness so that you can continue these services.
Yes, ma'am. Some of the things that we do as a chapter, we do our fundraisers that are called Forget Me Nots. We go to Sam's Club, especially on Judson and 35. We ask for donations, and we help folks, again, if they need information on claims or have questions. We take memberships if they're interested in becoming a member. We also support the Community Life Center over on Audie Murphy Hospital. Mm-hmm. Last Saturday, we just had a bingo party for them.
Oh, wow.
And we're getting ready to have another one in December and three more next year. We also support the bone marrow by giving the families of the bone marrow donors, we give them a gift certificate from HEB so they can get the food and, you know, hopefully make that part of their journey a little bit easier. We also support the South Texas Veterans Home down in Floresville, Frank Tejeda. We give them bingo parties. We do Christmas parties for them. And our auxiliary unit will do blankets, or they'll do quilts, or they go out and they will get fruits and vegetables, and we will give them for a little fruit basket for Christmas. And sometimes we'll give them mittens or quilts or blankets to help the veterans out there. Our auxiliary is very, very active also. And I'd like to say our chapter is the largest in the state of Texas, and right now I believe we're the second largest in the nation.
Wow.
And we're very active, especially with the Community Life Center. We have one of our chapter members is basically like a full-time volunteer for them, and we provide them toiletries, snacks, Cokes, things like that that are not provided for by the VA. And we either solicit donations for that, or he goes out for donations. And if he can't get the donations, we pay him back for whatever he spends out of our chapter funds. So we're very active in the community.
Absolutely. I'm excited about your 5K.
Yes, ma'am.
So let's give them all the details on this.
The 5K, this is a DAV 5K event. This year they're holding in five different cities.
Wow.
I believe Tulsa and San Antonio are the new cities that have came about this year. It's going to be on November 4th, and it's there to honor all of our veterans and bring information and bring knowledge to our veterans that are out there, and hopefully let them get the honor that they deserve and get the respect that
Absolutely.
A lot of veterans haven't had.
Yeah.
It's a run, walk, roll, and motorcycle ride, like I say, to thank veterans who served and raise awareness to the issues of our ill and injured veterans.
And, you know, that's the thing. These are always so great to go out and support these 5Ks, especially, you know, when it's with a wonderful and incredible nonprofit like you guys as a recipient. So it's open to the public, so everybody can go in. How does somebody register?
Well, we're looking for volunteers to help out in many different areas, like in the water stops, provide snacks, registration, handout, or like for people that come that day to sign folks up, or maybe the day before to give out registration packets. Of course, we're definitely looking for participants. They can create a team. They can go on individuals, however they want to do it. And like I say, it's open for anybody that wants to get across the finish line. You can, wheelchairs are going to be there. Motorcycles are going to be there. You can walk, roll. As I said, in my condition, probably crawl
across the finish line.
But yeah, you can go out to the DAV5K.org and it's events/San Antonio. They can register, or they can register as a participant or as a volunteer.
And I love that you guys, before the race, are going to have a red carpet.
Yes, ma'am. We're supposed to have a red carpet photographer there. And we're going to try to make everybody just like one big happy family. And, you know, I guess you could just say, just have a great day.
And you've got Promise Row out there as a sponsor?
Yes, ma'am. That's one of them. I believe USAA is another one of the sponsors. And then the rumor is that George Strait's going to be there.
I like that rumor.
Yes, ma'am.
I like that rumor a lot. So you're going to have the race awards, and you're going to have commemorative medals. So how is once you get registered? I saw the race day schedule on this one. It looks like a lot of fun. I'm definitely going to try to do this one. You're going to have the race registration opening up at 7 a.m., but you can do it online beforehand, correct?
Yes, ma'am. You can register again, like I say, at dav5k.org/events/actually it's San-Antonio. You can register as a participant. If you're not able to make it, you can still register even as a virtual participant. And you can observe the race that way. Or if you just want to donate, you can go to that event and just donate. And of course, you know, definitely, hopefully we get some more volunteers.
Absolutely. So how many are you hoping to get, and what ages do they need to be in order to volunteer?
I believe to volunteer, you have to be at least 16 years of age. And I believe if you're going to be a little bit younger than that, you definitely have to have an adult supervision. And beyond that, it's open to anybody and everybody.
So, okay, so if somebody says, okay, that's me, especially when you've got all these high school kids that need these service hours, what a great opportunity to, first of all, help you guys and then be able to fulfill whatever their needs at school and then to be part of something so special.
Yes, ma'am. That's one thing I don't think a lot of younger folks know, that when you volunteer for anything to do with disabled veterans, whether it's go to Audie Murphy Hospital or Frank Tejeda Veterans Home, anything they do is volunteer hours. And there's a volunteer scholarship program that the disabled American veterans have. And they have to be under 21, and they have to do at least 100 hours of volunteer service to be eligible to put their name into a scholarship program.
That's fantastic. What a great way. And you can get started as soon as you can. That's a great opportunity for someone.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, there's ways to volunteer at the VA. There's ways to volunteer with our chapter when we have events. Again, like this Saturday, actually, we're going out to the Retiree Appreciation Day at Fort Sam.
Uh-huh.
And we're just going to be there to answer questions if anybody has about how to get disability or how to start their disability. So, you know, we're always out there trying to help the veteran as much as we can.
Well, you guys do so much for so many. Is there anything else that you want our audience to know about what you guys do and how you're helping?
Well, I'd say just in general, that whenever we get a request for folks that if they have monetary issues, we'll do the research and see if it's possible that we might be able to help them. Our main role is to help the veterans with claims and get them answers to claims and how to start their claims. Also, like at the DAV5K event, they're going to have some National Service Officers available to help question or answer any questions that some of our families or veterans may have. Because a lot of folks may not understand that when their veteran does pass away, the survivor may be eligible for what we call DIC. It's dependent in indemnity compensation. So we help our veterans' spouses that have passed away, help them get that for the spouse.
Wow, that's incredible. And yeah, and you're right. Like, it's almost about, you know, just educating to know what your, first of all, what where your resources are, but also, you know, what you're entitled to or what benefits you're going to be able to receive.
Yes, ma'am, because a lot of the veterans don't understand what may be out there, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to Agent Orange.
Right.
With our Vietnam veterans, they've increased the area of exposure from Agent Orange. It's not just boots on the ground anymore. It's a lot of different areas where Agent Orange was stored and exposed to. So we try to help veterans if they have questions on that. And then, you know, especially with Desert Storm folks, they've increased the area of exposure for some of the issues from Desert Storm. So we try to get as much information as we can and pass it on to our veterans. That's one thing that we do in our meetings. We try to pass on all the information, especially with anything that may be coming down from the national office. And I also put that on the website.
Well, if they have any questions or they want to find out more about your upcoming events, if they qualify for services, and if so, what kind, just get online or pick up the phone. Let's give all that information out again.
Okay. Our chapter website is davalamo5.org. Our email is davalamo5@att.net. And information on the DAV 5K run can be found at dav5k.org/events/San-Antonio.
And that's if you want to volunteer. All that information will be up there.
Yes, ma'am. Volunteer participation, like virtual participation, mm-hmm. however you want to do it.
It's great. Lots of ways to help out and give back. Thank you so much. Kevin Crozier, Commander of Disabled American Veterans, Chapter Alamo Number 5.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. And as we say in the DAV, we're empowering veterans to lead high quality lives with respect and dignity.
Well, and that's how we're going to close it out on that note.
Great.
Thank you so much for showing
Thank
up and
you,
being here today
Appreciate
and for
it.
Everything that you do for so many. We're going to get back into San Antonio Solutions after this, so don't go anywhere.